Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 90 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Kentucky's governor has issued new masking recommendations for school students. Meanwhile, COVID reinfection rates are on the rise. Religious leaders are also encouraging congregations to mask up. University of Kentucky is researching vaccine hesitancy in minority populations. The federal eviction moratorium ends on Saturday. Kentucky Lottery had an all-time record sales last year. Clear skies tonight with a low around 66 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Governor Andy Beshear has issued masking recommendations for students returning to school next month. Beshear appeared alongside Kentucky education officials during a press conference to deliver the guidance yesterday. The recommendations are not mandated at this time. The recommendations say districts should require all unvaccinated individuals as well as all students under 12 years old to wear masks while in the classroom and other indoor settings.
And third, school districts that want to optimize the number of days, the likelihood that they will be in person without any outbreaks, without large quarantines. If you want to optimize that, then you should consider universal masking, both unvaccinated and vaccinated.
While the guidance is not a mandate, the governor stated issuing one at a later time was not out of the question. Last week saw the most new cases of the virus in Kentucky since March, and now health officials say COVID reinfection rates are on the rise due to the Delta variant. Nearly 800 new cases of the virus were reported in the state yesterday. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says the upward trend is something to be taken very seriously. Speaking during a press conference, Stack said the number of infections has increased fivefold in the Commonwealth in July alone.
Hospitalizations, intensive care unit admissions, and ventilator usage have all tripled since the beginning of July. I had a call last week with hospital chief medical officers and chief executive officers and urged them to please be vigilant, to make sure they monitor their PPE supplies, to make sure that they adjust their patient admissions and surgeries and procedures to preserve capacity when they need to.
Stack also gave a warning to individuals who believe themselves to be immune to the virus, saying even if they have contracted COVID-19 in the past, they are not safe from the much stronger Delta variant. Bishop John Stowe with the Catholic Diocese announced on Friday it would be very appropriate to consider requiring masks at Mass again. WKYT reports Stowe also recommended priests to encourage congregations to get vaccinated, stemming from a July 8th outbreak linked to Kingsway Church, in which 80% of those who tested positive were unvaccinated. Dr. Stephen Stack says the public should continue to take safety measures, especially those in red communities.
We have to go on with our lives, but we have to remember we're in the middle of a pandemic and our actions have a major impact.
Stack says the impact could lead to hospitalizations or death for those who are not vaccinated concerning the rise of the new Delta variant of the virus. The highest number of COVID-19 cases within a day since late February was reported by the Fayette County Health Department. 86 new cases within Lexington on Friday were reported, with cases rising primarily among unvaccinated individuals. Kevin Hall is with the Lexington Fayette County Health Department. He tells WKYT wearing a mask is still recommended, even if there is not a mandate in place.
They don't think they have to wear a mask because there's no mandate. There's just no mandate. That's all that is. You can still wear a mask if you want to protect yourself and protect others. You won't see me in the grocery store, for instance, without a mask on, because it's extra protection for myself. And it helps me from bringing it home to my 2-year-old who can't get the vaccine.
Hall says regardless of vaccination status, people should continue wearing a mask in public to prevent spreading infection. A study by the University of Kentucky launched this summer is trying to understand why minority populations are more hesitant to get the COVID vaccine. Part of the study involved hosting mobile health clinics at predominantly black churches in Lexington, in which researchers gained insight on how to gain trust within the community during the spring of 2021. Reverend Clark Williams of Shiloh Baptist Church was part of the clinics. He tells WKYT his faith plays into his view on the vaccine.
You know, our faith is not such that, well, God's going to take care of us even when he's provided a tool.
The results of the study will be published upon the finished net year. Renters and landlords will lose their protection on unpaid bills July 31st, which is the expiration day of the federal eviction moratorium. Brenda Wells is the executive director of the Greater Lexington Apartment Association. She's been communicating with Legal Aid of the Bluegrass in order to create the Lexington Eviction Diversion Program. She tells WKYT processes with new employees are being put in place to prevent unnecessary evictions.
Caseworkers will be available to check the status of the applications that have been applied, but not processed yet, so that they can get the status of those applications. And by doing so, this will prevent evictions and prevent homelessness, which is the last thing we want for our city.
To apply for rental assistance, visit COVID19RenterHelp.org. Governor Andy Beshear will not be attending the annual Fancy Farm Picnic next month. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The Fancy Farm Picnic is usually where prominent Kentucky politicians grill one another in front of heckling partisan crowds. But since 2021 is an off year for elections, Beshear's spokesman says the governor will be spending the weekend with his family. The Daily Independent reports Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman will also skip the picnic, doing volunteer work alongside her family instead. The absence of the only two Democrats currently holding statewide office in Kentucky will make the political speaking even more lopsided in favor of Republicans. Confirmed speakers so far include U.S. Representative James Comer and several statewide GOP office holders and local Republican lawmakers. Organizers say it's uncertain if the state's two Republican U.S. Senators, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, will be able to attend. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center. Keeping the environment clean and green. 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Kentucky Lottery officials say last year's sales broke all-time records while players won more than $1 billion for the first time in history. Sales grew 31% in 2020 from the previous year. Mary Harville is the president and CEO of the Kentucky Lottery. She tells WKYT the historic sales are due to essential stores like gas stations and grocery stores being open during the height of the pandemic.
Most all our years are record years, but this one far outpaced any other year. Obviously, there were a lot of things going on this past year that made us successful.
The stores sold lottery tickets and lottery officials made sure they had enough product to sell as the proceeds from the lottery go back to the Commonwealth. First responders are in high demand right now as the number of people in the field continues to drop. American Medical Response is launching a new program aimed to recruit more emergency medical technicians. AMR Clinical Education Specialist Amber Viers tells WKYT the Earn While You Learn program is an 11-week course where people are getting paid while they train.
So there's still time to take care of other responsibilities. There's not that big upfront cost. And it's a chance to have the service invested in you from the start.
The program starts August 23rd and is open to Lexington area residents. Marshall University's new flight school at Yeager Airport received a grant from Kanawha County Commission. The $442,000 grant will help with construction of an essential part of the project. Dominique Ranieri is the Assistant Airport Director and COO at Jaeger Airport. She tells WSAZ the school will not only benefit the airport, but the ripple effect will trickle into the community.
A lot of different businesses will come as a result of all of this aviation activity at Jaeger Airport, including, like the commission mentioned, the potential of a hotel on property, as well as different business providers in the area, aircraft maintenance, aircraft painting, etc.
The first class of the new flight school is set to open in August, with about 20 students attending. With temperatures approaching 90 degrees multiple days this week, officials are reminding people to be mindful about leaving children or pets in their cars. Heat stroke can occur in vehicles with temperatures as low as 57 degrees. Once the internal body temperature exceeds 104 degrees, organs began to fail. Battalion Chief Jordan Sauce tells WKYT he always thinks of his own children during those kinds of situations.
I preach to myself first that These babies are mine, and I want to make sure that they're as safe as possible, and that's I can do that by not forgetting them.
Officials say hot car deaths are 100% avoidable and are advising individuals to leave purses and phones in the back seat as a reminder so no one gets left behind. The Kentucky Humane Society has been awarded a grant which will go toward providing horses with safe homes. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
A $60,000 grant from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is being awarded to KHS and its Horses Welcome Initiative. The initiative will assist owners who are looking to find a new home for their horses, with options for owners wanting to sell their horse and those who want to give it directly to KHS. KHS President and CEO Lori Redmond tells LAX18, changing lifestyles of horse owners can have a negative impact on horses. For more information, contact the KHS Equine Care Program at horses@kyhumane.org. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
And finally, this afternoon, the case of two men accused of shooting a 5-year-old child in Lexington has been bound over to a grand jury. Authorities heard new testimony this morning from police about the shooting that left Malachi Roberts permanently blind. Police say Teo Waite and Michael Lemond fired into a home back in December, aiming for a target that was next door. Lexington homicide detective Jordan Tyree told a courtroom this morning that social media posts, shell casing, text messages, and even a confession all pointed police to indict Waite and Lemond for the shooting. Judge Lindsay Thurston ruled that both cases met the standard for probable cause and moved both to the Fayette County Grand Jury. The judge also decided not to adjust the bond for either man, saying that she believed both were dangerous to the community. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, clear skies, a low around 66. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 91. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Jamari Mosley, and Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.